This week's Parashas Kisisa, Parashas Parah. We spoke yesterday about Parashas Parah, so let's try to focus only this today on Parashas Kisisa. A few short ideas. The first idea we learn in this week's Parash about the Shalosh Regalim. This is a Drush, capital D, in honor of Mr. Axelrod. We have here Shalosh Ha'amim Bashana. Yehirah Balkori, who has to keep track? It's tricky. Because three times in the Torah we have a pasuk that is a little bit different. Here in Parshas Kisisa, we have the laning of Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkis. Let me find the pasuk towards the end of the parasha. Shalosh Pe'amim Bashana. Yireh kol zuchurcha es pnei ha'adoin, the master Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Okay, that's what we have here in this week's parasha. If we go back to Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, we have a similar expression. Perek Lamed Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Gimel is Parashas Kisisa. Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yireh Kol Zuchurcha El Pnei Ha'adoin Hashem. It does not say, refer to Hashem as Elokei Yisrael. It refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adon, as the Master. So the question is, what's the difference? Why is it that in Parshas Mishpatim, where we have reference to the Shalosh Regalim, Chag HaMatzos, Tishmar, the Chag HaKotzir, and then we have Shalosh Pam Hashanah, the Mitzvah of the year called Zuchurcha El Pnei, three times a year, El Pnei means towards. It doesn't say here, it says Es Pnei. There it says El Pnei. They both refer to Hashem as the Adon. There it refers to the Adon Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, and here it refers to Hashem as Hashem Elokei Yisrael. There's one more pasuk, and that is in Re'eh, the end of, towards the end of Devarim, in Perek Tezayin Tezayin, the two Tezayins. What's the other two Tezayins? Yesterday, from V'lakhu Ish Adman, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tezayin. We have the Shalosh Regalim. First we have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, end of the parasha. Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yireh Chol Zuchurcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha Bamokam Asher Yivchar. So the question is, what's the difference? What is going on? Why here in Perek Tezayin is there no mention of Adon, of Master? And there's no mention of Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So I want to say a very simple drush, is that the three psukim refer to the three Batei Mikdoshos, the three tkufos in history in Klal Yisrael. The first time in Parashas Mishpatim refers to the tkufa of the Bayis Rishon. What happened during the tkufa of the Bayis Rishon? The beginning of Shlomo HaMelech. In the time of Shlomo HaMelech, he ruled over the entire world. And the entire world came to up to Yerushalayim. They came, they recognized the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it does not mention that Hashem is the Elokei Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash ideally is meant to be a Beis Tefillah L'chol Ho'an. And there it's, Hashem is referred to as what? As the Adon. The Adon means the Master. It's a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the ruler of the entire world. Okay, I'm not really clear on the difference, I'll leave that out for now. But the main point is, here he's referring to this pasuk, the first time we have a reference to the mitzvah of Li Regel, is the Bayis Rishon, Shalosh Pam Yashani Yerkol Tzurcha Es El Pnei Ha'adoin, the master of the world, who is Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, He is the master for the entire world. In Parshas Kisisa, we're learning about what's taking place in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. And the Chet HaEgel was a very, very great diminishment in the sanctity of the world. It was already destined to be that there would not be a Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon would not last forever. There would be a Churban. There would be a Bayis Sheni. And we all know very well that the Kedush of the Bayis Sheni was diminished, was not nearly as great as the Kedush of the Bayis Sheni. And the truth is, you study history, it was only recognized as the Bayis of Hashem Elokei Yisrael. We see that clearly from Daryovesh. Oh, the Jews, you want to go build the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, you have a God, we have a God, you have a God, you want to build it, we're not so happy, but you know what, we'll let you do it. Koresh said yes, then he said no. We have a reference to this in Daniel, but it's only considered in Parashas Kisisa. The way it's described is Hashem is the Elokei, he's the Adon, but he is only, it's diminished, the sanctity, Yeroesh Shalosh Pam Bashani here called Zuchurcha, Es Pnecha Adoin, Hashem is the master, but he's Hashem only Elokei Yisrael. Then we come to Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh refers to, the whole Chumash Tevarim is a parsha that refers to Golos, and Ikvus of the Mashiach leading into the time of Mashiach. That's a shmuz in and of itself. And here we're referring to the Bayis Shlishi. And the Bayis Shlishi, it says, Shalosh will come a time once again, Pamashana, Yerechol Zuchurcha, Espnei Hashem Elokecha. It doesn't say Odoin. Odoin has more of a connotation of a distance. Elokecha is your God. There is a personal relationship. It's a higher level than a master. Master is, I'm a servant, I'm an Eved, you're my master. When you compare that expression to Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God, Hashem Elokecha has a more personal touch to it. And here in Parshas Re'eh, there is no mention whatsoever of only it being Elokei Yisrael, because this refers to the Tkufa of the Bayis Shlishi. And in the Bayis Shlishi, Hashem will be recognized as the Hoya Hashem Lemelech Al Kol Haaretz. Bayomahu Yehiyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Hashem will be recognized throughout the entire world, and the way the world will relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be on a much higher level even than the way they related to Hashem even during the time of Shlomo HaMelech of the Bayis Rishon. So here there is no mention of Hashem only being Elokei Yisrael, and Hashem is now referred to as just the Adon, which has a connotation of a distance, but he is Hashem Elokecha. He is Hashem, your personal God, even for the Umos Olam, those that will merit to come close and not be destroyed by Hashem's revenge for what they have done to us over our long history. Yeah.
Contradictory to say,
yeah, what?
The relationship would be personal and yet universal.
That is the paradox. That in itself is the that
it's combining the aspects of both Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni.
Plus, you're combining the aspects of both. Plus, you're building upon it. Because both by the Bayis Rishon, according to my drush, the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni refer to Hashem as the Adon. The Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, Hashem is the Adon. By this third pasuk, Hashem is not called the Adon. He's called just simply Hashem Elokecha, your God. And he's not, when we can contrast, if you just have this pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, so you'll say, oh, Hashem Elokecha means the Jewish God. Hashem, your God. That's how we always translate Hashem Elokecha. Yeah, because we have nothing else to compare it to. There is no baseline to compare it to. But when you take all three psukim together and you start comparing one expression to another expression, you cannot ignore the fact that how come in Parshas Kisisa, Hashem is called Hashem, Hashem, Ha'odoin, Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. What about, why here is Elokei Yisrael diminished? What are you going to tell me? That this is a lower level? We're going down. So when you now when you work backwards, go to the first reference in Parashas Mishpatim, where there is Kol Hashem Ha'adon Hashem. It does not say only Elokei Yisrael. So if you want to put this in the picture, the framework of the three major tekufas in the history of Klal of the world, where there is a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel to visit Hashem three times Shalosh Pam Hashana, I don't think it's so far fetched that there is an allusion to the three tekufas: the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, the Bayis Shlishi, the Bayis Sheni. Certainly, I think it's clear as day. The Beis HaMikdash was diminished. It was only recognized to study world history. It was only the Jewish center. Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Bayis Rishon, Ish Tachas Gav Tachas Te'eno Shon HaMelech conquered the entire world. There's no question. The Jewish people, they dominated the world. A lot of that part of history has been lost from us. And the Bayis Shlishi, we don't know exactly the way it's going to be. But when you contrast those two and you take a look clearly at the Pasuk, I think there is some truth in starting to suggest this Jewish of the three Batei Mikdashos, the three different Tekufas. Okay, yeah.
The reason I would think that maybe here, I mean, I was just thinking that it says, okay, Yisrael is an answer to the Rav who built the
Rejection of the.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
I am Panimul Torah. I hear. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, let's discuss another short idea. Okay, this is something just a short little point. We have here the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim in this week's parasha. And among the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, we have Hashem Kel Rachum Lechan Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed Yames No Se'ovon V'Oiver Al Pesha. First comes No Se'ovon V'Oiver. Let me jump to the pasuk. Give me 1 second. I'll find it for you. I need to quote it. The Yod Gimel Midos Harachamim.
Each Perik.
Perik Lamed. Okay, Pasuk Vav. Vayavra Hashem Alpana Vayikro. Hashem Kel Rachum Lechan Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Yames. Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim. Then it says three words. No Sei Ovon V'Fesha V'Chato'o. Three of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim are Ovoin, Pesha, and Chatana. What is the difference between Ovoin, a Pesha, and a Chato'a? So a Chait we know is inadvertent. Inadvertent. A person accidentally sins. The only time you bring carbon is where it was done unintentionally, inadvertently. Ovoin and Pesha are two different expressions of Nezit. A person does something on purpose. Ovoin simply means it was done b'mezit. Pesha is even worse, according to some, or some say it's all the way around. It's done as an act of rebellion. Not only one thing a person knew, I know Hashem says, don't eat non-kosher. I don't care. I'll do it anyway. But am I doing it to spite Hashem? No, I want to eat it. I just don't care. Taiva. That's called, according to some, an ovon. Pesha, some translates even worse. It is rebellious. I'm doing it, but oh, fine. So over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so forgiving, even if in the past we've rebelled against Him, we've done an aver that made it, He'll forgive us, and He will also forgive us to doing an aver that's done, the chato'ah, that's done inadvertently. Now here's the question, simple question, on Yom Kippur, we all say either Hamitz Koyach or Ato Konanta, we all reenact the avoda of the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. And there in the avoda we say, Ono Hashem, Chotosi, Avisi, Poshati. Three of the expressions of the Kohen Gadol is Chotosi, Avisi, Poshati. Look at the order. The order is first Chet, Chotosi, then is Avisi, and then is Poshati. Why is it that the Vida, and that's a Pasuk in the Torah, I think it comes from, we have a, but it's derived, that order is derived from Drashos in the Chazal, from the Psukim. So the question is, why is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes to ask for Slichu Mechilu from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that after the Chet Regel, is Moshe Rabbeinu ordering the Yud, the Gimel, Midos Harachamim as a Tzilah, Bakasha, with the words Ovoin, Pesha, and Chet, and the Kohen Gadol, when he's Mavakesh Kapar for Klal Yisrael, Yom HaKippurim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, before he sprinkles the blood, he says first, Chotosi, Avisi, Poshati. So the answer is, there's emergency, there are emergency situations, and then there are situations which are not emergencies. When you're not in an emergency situation, you're just doing basic maintenance, the order is, first you ask Hashem, you know, we've sinned inadvertently. And after you've gained an audience to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't come right away to Kadosh Baruch Hu and you say, oh, we did sins. You don't overwhelm HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we've rebelled against you and we demand forgiveness. That's not Derech Eretz. When you come and you ask a king for a favor, you got to start off small. stages.
Lighter
things. When you do maintenance, you don't go and destroy the system right away. You go in stages. First is chet, an inadvertent sin. And then you build up to the sins that were done b'mezid, chet, and avon, or pesha, and avon. They're really two of the same category, but different forms, but they both represent an idea of an aver that's done b'mezid. But when a person is in a situation that he, an emergency situation, and your life is threatened because you have rebelled, there's no time to play nice. Then you have to make demands. We have an emergency, and we don't have time to go through all the formalities and wait in the office, make an appointment, get an appointment 6 months from now, and then come and fill out a million forms and wait in the office and talk to this one and this one and this one. And finally, you come and you meet the big doctor. We need a solution now. No appointment. You walk into the office, walk into the doctor, examine me, do what you need to do. Emergency. Klal Yisrael here have sinned. They've worshipped the eagle. They were in an emergency situation. They were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hedef mimeni v'achaleim." I'm going to wipe them out in 1 second. There's no. So when you're in an emergency situation, you have the right to say Avoin and Pesha first. And then, once we're here, you'll take my blood pressure, you'll also do all the small things as well. But when Yom HaKippurim, it's part of the cycle of the year. It's not an emergency situation, it's a process. Okay, now with this, I want to suggest with this we can understand why Yom Kippur, and also, by the way, what is Purim? Purim was the same thing. What happened? Purim, we have Purim, Lech Kinosis Kol Hayudim, Tsumu Olav Yal Tochel Yal Tishtu. It was an emergency situation. The Jews were threatened with extermination, and immediately there was a tsom, and after there was Esther immediately came to demand. She immediately what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Purim? On Purim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, first we have Rosh Hashanah, right? We celebrate the new year, and then we have Yom Kippur. And then we mevakesh v'slichu mechila. Purim, it's just the opposite. Purim, Tainis Esther, the Tzom comes before the Yom Tif. Okay, we have two different orders. Both on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a process. We mevakesh a new year, a year of bracha and hatzlacha. But we recognize that we have to do tshuva. When is the tshuva? The tshuva comes after the Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin. After the Yom Hadin, which is really a celebration for the new year, then we mevakesh slicha u'mechila. Purim, what is the Seder? The Seder is first Tainis Esther, and after Tainis Esther comes the Yom Tov of Purim itself. Why is that so? Seemingly, the proper order would be Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you first ingratiate yourself with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can say it different ways, but in one respect,
it's two different approaches.
Exactly, two different approaches. The approach of Purim is the emergency approach. When you're in a situation where there is a threat hanging over your head of lahashmid, laharagul, la'abed, there's no time to go through all of the formalities. You need emergency action. Emergency action is Lech Kenos Kol Ayudim, Yud Gimel is Yom Knis Lakol, is a Tainis Esther, and then if you merit a salvation, you can then come to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shedach V'Hayudah for your salvation. Throughout the year, it's not necessarily an emergency. It's a part of the cycle of the year. A person recognizes that he has faults, he needs to do tshuva, but part of coming close to do tshuva, you have to have an audience with the king. We have a Rosh Hashanah, you mevakesh for bracha, for hatzlacha, and then you realize you have shortcomings, and then you have to go through a process. Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Because what you can do on Purim, when you have an emergency, the average person, like the mashma, going to a doctor, you can't just walk into the biggest doctor, you can't walk into his office. To walk into his office and to discuss the situation, you have to have an appointment, you have to do the paperwork, you have to have the insurance in order, you have to have a whole long series of things before you can go, you can have an audience with the king. You just can't go get for results. That is That is the process of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a natural, thought-out process. Chotasi Avisi Poshati. First, you start out with the small things, you build your way up to Avisi Poshati. To this week's parsha, Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gil Midas Arachamim, where he says, "Ribbono Shel Olam, we are in an emergency situation. We are faced with extermination." Noise Ovon Vafesha Vichata. It captures what Purim is about, the emergency where first you can mevakish for things that you normally cannot ask for. Okay, that's just one short idea. Let's go to another idea. Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu...
Wasn't it better that first you should ask in the Kippur and after that in Yerushalayim to have better...
You can look at it both ways. I'm focusing on one approach. You can definitely focus, you could say the other way around as well, and some in fact do. Okay, let's go to another idea. We have here Moshe Rabbeinu delivers to Klal Yisrael very bad news. After hearing that, Hashem, after the Chetu Egel, Moshe comes and says to the people that he's not going to travel in front of them. Okay, let me read you the words of the pasuk. Leich alei mizeh, vayomer Hashem el Moshe. This is the aftermath of the Chetu Egel. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. Leich alei mizeh. Okay, you've sinned, you've done shuva. All right, go. Carry on. Continue your journey through the desert. This is before the Bible, before the Chet of the Meraglim. So they were still on track to go into Eretz Yisrael immediately. Nu, let's leich alei mizeh atov yom asher halisam Eretz Yisrael el ha'aretz asher nishpati li Avraham li Yitzchak li Yaakov leimar li zarachot nena. But, there's a big but. Things have changed. Since you have worshipped the Egel, things are not going to go according to plan. There's going to be one little difference. Vishalachti lefanecha malach. I'm not coming with you. The original plan was that the Shekhinah would travel together with Klal Yisrael. Together, right? Hashem says, being that you've sinned, and I know what you're capable of, Rashi puts a little bit of a positive twist on it, that if you'll sin once, you'll sin again. And the next time, I'm not going to tolerate it. And I'm not going to tolerate it, I'll wipe you out in 1 second. So it's better I shouldn't be with you. It's better I should keep my distance, so when you do sin, I won't be there, I won't get angry, I won't wipe you out instantaneously. So I'm not coming with you. I'm not going with you. I'm going to stay home. I'll send the malach, and the malach will go in front of you. Vishalachti lefanecha malach, and this malach will do what he needs to do. Vigerashti es hakanani ho'emari v'hachiti v'hachmizi v'hachivi v'hayilusi, and you'll go to the land that I promised your forefathers. L'eretz zavas chol v'dvash, because ki lo yele bekir b'cha. I'm not going with you. No more. You've sinned. I'm not coming with you. Ki am kishe'erif ata. And Rashi again says, puts a positive twist. It's for your benefit. Because you'll sin again, and next time it's not going to be so good. So what does the pasuk say? Vayishma ha'om es hadavar horo hazeh. This is a tremendous cover to Klal Yisrael. They considered this to be the worst news possible. That Hashem is not going to accompany them, but is going to go in front of them. Es hadavor horo hazeh vayis abolu. And they mourned. They sat shiva. They tell a person that, guess what? You're going into Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be a malach. The malach is going to wipe out all the enemies. It'll be easy. You'll come in. No. They sat shiva. Because if you are not going to, the Shekhinah will not accompany us directly. We'll go in front of us. We don't want. V'leishosu ish edu olav. And they did not put on their crowns. They were in such a state of mourning. They took off their tefillin, some learn. They took off their tefillin. An ovel can't wear a tefillin. An oinin can't wear a tefillin. They were in a state of mourning. Where did Klal Yisrael learn? This is a half-baked drush. I just give this to you, the details for you to be mashed. Where do they learn this from? Where do they learn this, that if Hashem is not coming with us, it's not worth anything? Because again, what's so terrible that Malach will go in front, will wipe out the enemies? So I think it comes from the parasha of Shiduchim. Go back to parasha Chayisara. Parshachayisar, Chazal tell us, Yafas Sichos and the Adi Avos, Yoisa Mitaras and Shalbana. The Sicha, the common chatter of the servants of the king, of the Avos, is more Chosh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Torah of the children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only Merames, Gufi Halachis with little Ramazim. But yet, Eliezer, when he describes the whole story of finding for Rivka Shidduch, what happened back and forth, the entire parasha, in every little nitty, all the little details, are repeated twice. But it's very interesting that it's not exactly the same. The story, the way it was presented the first time, is not exactly the way it's told, repeated by Eliezer. Now let me give you one of many examples. The example that we need for our example. Amravinu is Zokin Baba Yamim. He takes aside Eliezer, and he makes him swear. And he says to Eliezer, I want you to go. Don't you dare take my son back with you to Aram Naharayim, to Lavan. Rather find the shidduch and bring the girl here to Eretz Canaan. And don't worry, you'll be successful because Hashem, Elokei Hashemayim, Asher lokachani mibeisavi, he took me out of my father's home, umi eretz moiladati, v'asher diber li, long introduction, v'asher nishba li lemar, lezarecha etenes oretz, to your seed, okay, lezarecha etenes oretz hazos, and he's telling him over here to go into Eretz Yisrael. Fascinating. Avraham Avinu over here is giving Adama, I don't want my child Yitzchak to leave Eretz Yisrael. Instead, I want you to find Rivka, bring her into Eretz Yisrael. To a certain degree, this is Maisa of a similar banim. Maisa of a similar banim over here, you have part of Klal Yisrael is coming to Eretz Yisrael. Not that we're leaving Eretz Yisrael, don't leave Eretz Yisrael, but enter into Eretz Yisrael. Part of Klal Yisrael is coming, Rivka's coming to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, don't worry, who? Yishlach malachoy lefonecha. Eliezer, you think you're alone? You think I'm sending you on a mission? You're not alone. There's a malach that's going to go in front of you. Just like what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Klal Yisrael, you're sinners, and because you're sinners, I'm not going with you, but I'm going to send the malach lefonecha in front of you. And you'll succeed. You'll find an isha for my son, and you'll bring her, and you'll come into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, excellent, excellent. The story goes on. Eliezer finds Rivka, the well. They come to the parasha. It comes to Lavan. He tells Lavan, guess what happened? And all of a sudden, the whole story changes. A lot of differences in the order. He gave her the jewelry. The way he asked her, her name. There's another very critical difference. When he tells Besuel and Lavan about Avraham Avinu's description, he says as follows. Let me find the words. Voimar el Adoni. Here Eliezer is telling Besuel and Lavan, Ulai lo selecho isha achara. You know, I told my master Avraham, maybe the girl won't want to come. She won't want to come into Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer Eloi, Hashem Elokei, Hashem, Asher Hisalachti Lefanav. So I didn't even notice that, but Avraham Avinu here says that I walked before Hashem. Let me go back to the pasuk. You see, that's a very interesting point. I didn't even pick up on that. Here, all of a sudden, Eliezer says that Avraham is going before Hashem. Not that Hashem is sending a malach, but Avram is going before Hashem. He changes the order. Asher hisalachti lefanav, yishlach malachoy itoch, together with you. That's not what Avram told him. Avram told him that Hashem will send a malach lefanav. Here, when Eliezer is repeating the same event, the same details, he tells Lavan and Besuel that Avram told me that Hashem will send the Malach Itoch together with you. And then the Yitzliach Darkecha, and you'll be successful. You will have success. So let me tell you a Vart, okay, a Vart which is off the track of the parasha, and then I'll tie it in tied in the half-baked var to tie it into what's going on in our parasha of why Klal Yisrael sat shiva when they heard the malach is not coming together with them. So the var, where Hashem, Hashem is not coming with them, but Hashem is going to send the malach in front of them. So here now I once heard this idea. The parasha of Shidduchim is repeated twice. It's repeated twice, and it's different. The first time is not the same as the second time. Why? Why is it repeated twice, and why are the details differently? So one approach is there are two stages to Shidduchim. There is finding your bashert, finding the shidduch, and then there is everything that comes after. Living together as a husband and wife for the rest of your life. That is also part of the process of Shidduchim, of continuing the relationship. When Avraham Avinu told Eliezer to find, he's referring to finding the Zivuk. The second repetition is alluding, it's not explicit, but the differences in detail alludes to how to conduct oneself with one's Zivuk for the rest of his life. Before you know who your Zivuk is, you need help. You need a malach to go lefanof, to guide you to find the Zivuk. But after you're already in prison, after you already have a Zivuk, right. After then you don't need the malach to go in front of you. You need the malach to be together with you to succeed. Here, when Eliezer says to Avram, as Avram says to Eliezer, he says to him, the malach will go lifanof, go in front, to find the zivach. Hashem will send a malach in front of you, and this malach will assist in finding the zivach. Eliezer now found the zivach. And now he's repeating the words of Avraham in relation to what's going to be in the future. Now we need the malach to be together with us, now that we've achieved our goal, in order that we should succeed. V'hitzliach darkecha. Those words do not appear in the description of Eliezer. The words v'hitzliach darkecha only appear in the second description. V'yomer Eloi Hashem asher yisalachti lefonav yishlach malachoi itoch. Hashem will send the malach together with you. V'hitzliach darkecha. And now, after your marriage, you will have a successful marriage. It's one thing to find a great shidduch, but just because you find a great shidduch, the success of the marriage can come to a very swift, abrupt end. You need the malach to continue. The malach goes in front of you, and the malach helps you find what you're looking for, and you don't send away the malach away. The malach now remains with you in order to make sure the shechina, the hashkacha pratis, remains with you. V'hitzliach darkecha. That's what it's alluding to. So here, Klal Yisrael here, they're being told originally that they're going into Eretz Yisrael, Mais Avos Simon Labanim, Rivka's coming into Eretz Yisrael. They're originally told, as it says in the Pasuk, that Hashem is going to accompany them. And now Hashem says, you know what? We're going to go backwards. Avraham Avinu started off Lefanecha. And Eliezer, in hindsight, said, not only did the Malach go ahead of me, to assist me, and the malach, after I achieved my goal, he remained with me. Itach v'yitzliach darkecha. Here, Klal Yisrael, they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and they originally promised that the malach is going to be with them, even to go with them into Eretz Yisrael on a higher level. And now we're going to go backwards. We're going to go from the malach going together with us to a state when we come to a point when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, where we need the malach now even more. Avraham Avinu, we went on a procession. First, the malach goes in front. Then you come to a level where the malach stays with you and guides you. V'yitzliach darkecha. We originally were told that we're going to be even a higher madrega. Even in the process of going into Eretz Yisrael, the malach is going to be together with us. And now you're telling us that we're going to go down. We're going from a state where the malach is with us to a state where the malach will only go in front of us. If the malach will go only in front of us, there's no way we will ever achieve success. We'll never achieve a yitzliach darkecha. In order to be zoicha a yitzliach darkecha, you need the malach to be itoch. the success of Eliezer, the only time there's achieving a goal, and then after you achieve your goal, you need to continue in that goal in having success. That we learn Maisa of a similar bond from Avraham Eliezer. Klal Yisrael here are told that the Malach will be with you. It automatically means there will be success. Now, after worshiping the Cheder Egel, Hashem says, you know what, the Malach will go in front of you. It's not going to go together with you, in front of you. If it's not going to go together with us, there's no way we can be successful. We may succeed, but we won't be successful. A very big difference. A difference between succeeding and being successful. And that is why Klal Yisrael had the insight to Vayis'abolu. They sat, shiva, they mourned for what has happened. Yeah.
Just want to add the shtick of word from the
Yankee. Yeah.
The Yankee. Add the Kriyas Yamsa.
Shidduchim, yeah. Parnasa.
And Mezonot of Shalom.
Yeah.
So it's very nice that the darkness of a person ongoing process. It's a similar exhibit that is ongoing.
Uh-huh.
And he says the Gugay Shaladam does not only mean finding the Tzias HaZivug, but it means maintaining
it. The Yitzliach Darkecha, the second stage. The Malach is Itoch Yitzliach. This is the Tsar. Vayishmu, the evil words. The Malach is not Itoch, it's not Shaykh Hatzlacha. You can succeed. We'll enter into Eretz Yisrael. We'll wipe out the Emori, the Canaan, the Apriz, the Vayavusi. They'll be wiped out. We'll live, we'll occupy them, we'll build an Eretz Yisrael. But we won't have a successful Eretz Yisrael. And it's worthless. It's worthless to go into an Eretz Yisrael if you're not going to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be itoch, so that you should be hitzliach darkecha. That's why they mourned. Okay, let's go to one more short idea. In this week's parasha, we learn about the concept of chein. Six times in this week's parasha is the word chein mentioned. Chein is in the you have chein here and there in the Torah. You have Noach, Noach, Matzah, chein bein Elokim. You have chein, but this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time when he comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and goes to Shemayim for 40 days, he asks for chein. Hareinos kvoidecha v'chanoisi es asher achon v'chanti es asher achem. Six times the word chen. In the Megillah also, the word chen is mentioned six times. That's not for now. That's another idea. There's a parallel between what happened in the Megillah, what happened in Moshe Rabbeinu. We have the word chen six times. What is chen? So I just want to... There's a very popular word that chen chosan. Chosan is the first letter and the last letter is chen. It's chen, right? Chesen and chosan. And tov is the middle letter. We just finished learning the aleph bays. What does the letter tov represent in the letter of the aleph bays according to the Gemara Mishnah Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet? Emes. Tov is the chosamay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter. Tov is chosamay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. It's the last letter of the aleph bays. It's the seal of the aleph bays. It concludes the beginning, middle, and the end, which spells the word emes. This is a gemara. This is not a medrash on a chassid shavart. This is a fair shemar daf kuf dalet and Shabbos. Tov represents the essence of tov is emes. When you take chein and you have a tov, you add tov into the middle of chein. It means the true chein. The true chen, true grace in life is a state of chosan kala. That is a true state of chen, and that's how the Mefarshim explained, the Baal Darshan explained why chosan are these three letters, ches and nun is chen, in the middle is tav, emes chen, chen amiti. Like they joke around today that they have, everyone today is a goin. Go to a chasna, mechubid, haraf, hagoin, so and so with this bracha. Mechubid, haraf, hagoin. You look, this is a goyin. Someone told me that Rav Rudiman years ago, he went to a chasana. Anyone here talking from Rav Rudiman?
Sure.
Who's talking from Rav Rudiman? You're talking from Rav Rudiman? You live there?
Rudiman?
Rav Rudiman from Neri Yisrael. Baltimore. You live in Baltimore?
No. My son's boy.
So Rav Rudiman, he went to a chasana years ago, obviously this goes back many years ago, and they called up every Rav Shiva, Mechubad Rav Hagoyin, Rav Hagoyin, Rav Hagoyin, Rav Hagoyin. So he said, I thought already we've passed the tkuf of the goyim. What's everyone a goyim? So today there's a new, if you look carefully at the haskamis, there's a new term called hagoyim ho amiti. You ever see this? There's a goyin. Everyone's a goyin today. A goyin, the true goyin. A goyin ho'amiti, a new term. Hey, but this is chen ho'amiti. Chosan, which represents the tkuf in the life of a person, is chosan kala, is chen ho'amiti, chesnun, and the top of the middle is chen. Okay, but this is the general description. What is chen? Chen is one of the hardest words to translate.
Yeah.
It's every translation will give you another. It's a hard concept to translate. Chazal tell us it means matnas chinam. You basically means you like a person for no reason. It's not something that you can describe. You can't put your finger. It's not because he's wealthy. It's not because he's good looking. It's not because he's successful. You just connect with him. Chain has the word chinam, free. There's no reason. It's free. I'm not gaining anything out of this. I can't pinpoint. It's just my soul connects with this other person, this other idea, this other object. Hashem, I'm going to give to you Avraham Avinu Chen. And I just want to suggest an idea, and I think it fits into some degree with the whole process of the parasha. If you look very carefully in the parasha, what is going on in the whole Chet Egel? After the Chet Egel, there's a very great danger, besides the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael and start all over again, there's a very great danger that we would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. That's really the focus. The focus is, are we going to go to Eretz Yisrael? We worship the eagle. Here we are, we're in the Midbar. So maybe Hashem will destroy us. Maybe He won't destroy us. Maybe we'll have to live in the desert as nomads. Maybe we'll have to go into some other country and assimilate. You look carefully at the Pesukim, and even if we go into Eretz Yisrael, what kind of existence will it be? We just mentioned, even we'll go in. Will you come with us, Hashem? Will we be successful? Will you be itoch? Will there be v'yitzlich darkecha? Look carefully. Hashem says, okay, I'm going to go with you. I'll forgive you. When you go in there, you better make sure you wipe out the Avodah Zarah and so on and so forth. You look very carefully. There is a very strong emphasis in the process of the Chet Egel and the Kapara of going into Eretz Yisrael. The letter Chen has two letters. The word Chen has two letters, Ches and Nun. These two letters, we spoke about this, one of the Alpes in Halach and Hashkafa, represent two major concepts. The concept of Ches is the concept of Eretz Yisrael. Now, why do I say that? Because we have a Yom Tov of Sukkot, and Sukkot is the 7-day holiday. Uvayom Hashmini Atzeres Tielochem. What is the essence of Shmini Atzeres? So there are many approaches. But a very basic approach is Shmini Atzeres, the Yom Tov where you come and you enter into Eretz Yisrael. And the simplest proof is, what is Sukkot? Sukkot is Anane Hakovot. What are Anane Hakovot? We are traveling in the desert. If you're traveling the desert, you're going somewhere, you're coming to reach a destination. What is the destination? Eretz Yisrael. That's what you're trying to reach. Shana Rabba, what do? You go around the Bima 7 times. Where do we go around the Bima 7? Where do you go around 7 times? Yerichai, when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Hash Simchas Torah, also 7 times. The whole focus of Sukkot is Anane HaKavod, Kibas Sukkos HaShavti Espinei Yishol. When did we reside in Sukkos? When we left Mitzrayim, when we were traveling to come into Eretz Yisrael. When did we reach our destination? When we came into Eretz Yisrael. Shmini Atzeres to a large degree represents our entry into Eretz Yisrael. What is the number 50, Nun, represent? Matan Torah. The purpose of leaving Mitzrayim, Hashem says to Moshe, what's the purpose? Why are you taking out the Jewish people? What's chus? The chus is, ta'avdu nes elokim alohar hazeh. It's going to be 50 days after I take the Jewish people out of Egypt, I'm going to take them to Har Sinai, I'm going to give them the Torah. That's the purpose. That's what it's all about. And when did that take place? Soif ma'isa b'machshava t'chila, 50 days after Matan Torah. So what is Nun? Nun is Torah. Nun is Torah. What is Ches? Ches is Eretz Yisrael. What is the combination? Torah's Eretz Yisrael. There is Torah in America. There is Torah in Har Sinai. There is Torah in Slobodka. But ain't Torah, Chazal say, ki Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, now when you look at this idea, you look at the big question is, how could it possibly be 40 days after Matan Torah Klal Yisrael sunk to such a level of Chetu Ega? And the answer is because the Kabbalah Santar had to be in Har Sinai. That we know. It had to, for many different reasons, had to be in a midbar, in a place of humility, it had to be. But the Torah was not Shlema until it would be Teras Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe's defense, show us Chen, please grant us Chen, is all a request, and it's all an apology. Ribbono shel Olam, you know how we can sink to such a low level and worship the eagle after giving us the Torah? Is because the Torah is incomplete without Eretz Yisrael. The essence of Chen is the combination of Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the proof to this? The Gemara tells us that the Gemara Darsh in Pasuk, that, you know the Pasuk, Choyvlin and Noichim. There's a Pasuk, I don't remember, I think it's in Yirmiya. Pasuk in Yibu, the Gemara Darsh in Pasuk, that the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, they have bad midos. They're outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, but they're Choyvlin. They punch each other out. They don't get along. And to a certain degree, the Gemara says not so terrible, because only through the chaval, only through the give and take, only through the brutal milchamta shel Torah did they develop into great Talmidei Chachamim. But the Talmidei Chachamim shebe Eretz Yisrael, noichim ze lo ze. Beautiful midos. They have character, refinement, and that is combined with greatness in Torah. When you have this combination, the Gemara is not so easy. You can't really, you cannot necessarily have the Neichem Zebezeh Lahalacha with Torah unless you first went through an experience of Bavel. So it's not so simple. But the bottom line is the ultimate Chen in this world, the ultimate beauty. Chen is a very powerful word. Charm, charisma, grace, favor. It means you really like someone. You just connect with them. There's something beautiful that's just beyond beauty. Chen is, it's beyond beauty. It's a higher level than beauty. Is Torah together with good midos. And that can only be achieved in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The place Shenoichem Zele Zebe Halacha. Ches and Nun, Eretz Yisrael together with Torah. And with that, we can appreciate much more what is taking place in Parashas Kisisa. Parashas Kisisa, we receive the Torah. 4 days later, down, worshipping the eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Ribbono shel Olam, it's not so terrible. Show us Chen. Take us into, it's almost like in the same breath. Take us into Eretz Yisrael, show us Chen, and forgive us. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's true, you gave us the Torah, but Torah is not complete without Torah Eretz Yisrael. We need to be mashlim the Torah by going in and observing the Torah and learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. We need to proceed. You need to come with us. And don't blame us for giving us the Torah without giving us Eretz Yisrael. Just to conclude with a remez, not the remez, but we have a very well-known pasuk, Uzahav ha'aretz ahi toiva, shom ha'bedoilach ve'even ha'shoyam. Beginning of Chumash Bereishis, and what do Chazal darshan about that pasuk, Uzahav, ein toira ketoiras eretz Yisrael. Toira is compared to zohav, to gold. There are references in Chazal, Uzahav ha'aretz ahi toiva, the gold of that land is good. Toiv, leki lekach toiv, nasati lochem, shom habedoilach. What? There are many psukim. Venechpodim, mizov, mipozrov. Torah is compared to pozrov. Yukarihibi pnimim, it's more precious than pearls. It's compared to pozrov, it's compared to the finest gold. And Chazal said that's Torah. All over the world, there's Torah in America. But there's something about the combination of the Kedusha of Torah and Eretz Yisrael, and the Chazal Darash and the Pasuk, Uzahav Eretz Ahi Toivo. Let me read you the Pasuk. Tov, okay, Uzahav Eretz Ahi Tov, Shom HaBedoilach Ve'Even Hashem. What does that refer to? Well, Tov we know is Kilegach Tov Nesed Lechem, and that refers to the Zahav Eretz of the Eretz. Bedolach. What is Bedolach? The Mon. The man, the enoi, the appearance of the man is ke'ein habedolach. Lo nidna man ella, lo nidna Torah ella lo oichle haman. The koyach to sustain yourself in a supernatural way, okay, what this means I do not know, is in Eretz Yisrael. There's a special hashkocha pratis in sustenance. Hazan, the whole Birchas HaMazon is based upon the sustenance of Eretz Yisrael. Sham there, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, in that land, Ha'aretz Ahi, and you have Torah, then Sham HaBidoylach, you zoicha to the Tam of Man, the Einoi Ke'en HaBidoylach, the Evan HaShoyam. What was the Evan HaShoyam? They were the Avnei, the Eifot. And what was etched into the Eifot? All of Klai Yisrael, the Shiftei Kah. And what was the Shiftei Kah? It was a Zikaron Lefnei Hashem Tamid. A constant reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you combine these two Eretz Yisrael, Torah Eretz Yisrael, Yizoyche to the Tam of Man, all the miracles of Man, together with the bracha of being remembered before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a continual basis on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, which means the whole the idea of Zikar. So just an idea. Chein, what is Chein? Chesnun, Chosan, Emes, it's Chein Amiti, Chesnun, Ches is Eretz Yisrael, Nun is Torah. The combination is Noichem Zev Zev LaHalacha, and that's why we have a problem here in this week's Parsha. We only had the Torah, we did not yet merit to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Moshe keeps on saying, Ribbono Shel, it's not so bad, just take us into Eretz Yisrael, and everything will be good and fine. And that's the chain that Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you see, he does ask Hashem to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's all two sides of the same coin. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos Parah. Take